December 27, following the pattern, For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 24. In all our afflictions Jesus was afflicted, and the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. In this life we shall be proved to see whether or not we shall be able to bear the test of God. Satan's temptations will come upon us, and we shall be tried. But the question of most importance to us is, shall we be overcome, or shall we be overcomers? Like our great example, we may be able to meet Satan with the weapon of God's word, saying to him as he tempts us to do evil, It is written. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Satan knows better than many professed Christians what is written, for he is a diligent student of the Bible, and he works to pervert the truth and lead men into the paths of disobedience. He leads men to neglect the searching of the Word of God, for he knows that it testifies against him, that his works are evil. It describes him as the apostate angel who fell from heaven and drew many of the hosts of heaven after him in a course of rebellion against their Creator. Satan is seeking continually to draw away the minds of men from God and his Word. He knows that if he can cause men to neglect the Word of God, he can soon cause them to depart from its precepts, and finally to forget their Maker. They will then take the suggestions and instructions of the adversary of God and man, and evil men and angels will form a confederacy against the God of heaven. Those who would be loyal to God will be subject to trials and temptations, but if they are truly alive unto God, and have their life hid with Christ in God, they will also know what it is to have the blessings which God bestows upon the faithful and obedient. Signs of the Times, August 28, 1893.